We're really rolling. We're in the Gimel Aleph already. Wow. Well, well, well. Who says we learn slow in our shit? So at the Gimel Aleph, the Gemara, after spending an omen and a half trying to figure out whether Hezekiah or Shemaiah is going on and not really be able to come to a conclusion, it really stands. Okay, it really stands that there are two radically, fundamentally different ways of reading our entire Mishnah. Mishnah is definitely talking about building a wall, but we're not sure what the engine that's driving this wall is. Was the engine that's driving this wall the fact that we divided up the chatzer, or was the engine that's driving this wall was the fact that we agreed to build a wall? Now, depending on what you think the word las mechitza means, is also going to impact on what the word sharatzu means. What did we want to do? What do we agree? What do we consent to do? So again, if you think that a shutfin sharatz las mechitza means we agreed to build a wall, because and short of that, we don't have to build a wall, because that's because lashve hezek. So I almost understand like what that means. We mamish agreed to build a wall. That's like a binding halachic concept. Building a wall is a halachic concept. We bound ourselves. Indeed, the moment is to do that. I'm not sure why I understand it yet, but I'm trying to fake myself out to understand it. But if you think that a shutrin shiratzu lasa b'chitza, what does shiratzu mean? That all they wanted to do was what? To give the word to divide the chatzah. So now they have to divide and they have to build a wall. Why can't they simply turn around and do what? I changed my mind. I don't want to divide the chatzah. I changed my mind. What do you mean? But it's a partnership, and isn't a partnership nitan to chalukah at any given time? Not so simple. It's the Gemara explains in the Gimel, depends how big the chatzah is. If it's 100 feet by 100 feet, then yes, either partner has a right. It's called davash yesh pa din chalukah. So I have a right to break up the partnership. But if it's a little 2 by nothing chatzah, that's what's called ein ba din chalukah, and then the Gemara gives details how big that is. I can't force you to divide up the partnership. I can't force you to break up the shutfis if it's davash ein ba din chalukah. So what exactly do the words mean? Should be shiratzu lasos mechitza. They decided, they agreed, they consented to divide. Easy come, easy go. Let them change their mind. So obviously the Mishnah is assuming there was some kind of a legal binding agreement here. I think it must have been a lot of trouble understanding what that binding agreement is. That's the Gemara's first kasha. That's what the Gemara says in the first of the Mekomo, so let's read it, it doesn't have it, we'll read it together. But my kimsula mastisi, you think the Mishnah means Bish Aimba din Chaluka? Ibisha Aimba din Chaluka kiratsa my havi. Maybe they agreed to divide the chatzah. Nahadribu. Let them back out from their agreement. Easy come, easy go. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Shekhanu Yodin. It must be, it wasn't just to give the word. I mean, yes, if you give your word, you should try to keep your word. Midrash Ketircha, very important. Midos Allah, you should tell the truth. That's true. But I can't take a guy who didn't tell you just to keep his word. So it has to be some kind of teeth, some mechanism in halacha. What could possibly be mechay of them to keep their word? There's this thing we have in our back pocket. We can always pull out, when in doubt, to make somebody really, really have to go through with what they said. And what do we call it? Make a what? Make it a kinyan. Kana miyada. What kinyan do we use? Whenever Chazal say kana, what does kana miyada always mean? A kinyan. We pull out that trusted yarmulke, handkerchief, watch, pen, hat. Whatever we use during the year for Mechivas Chametz, we brush it up a little bit, and sometimes we use it at the Chosim dishes every once in a while, and we make the parties make a Kinyan Chalipin, a Kinyan Suder, to obligate themselves to split up the Chotzer. So here, can you imagine what's going on here? They have two parties, they call the Rav stands there, and he says, okay. He takes off his watch, and he says, okay, you Ruvain, I am handing you this watch, and by doing so, you are obligating yourself to split up this chatzah. Shimon, I'm handing you the watch. Shimon, you are obligating yourself to split the chatzah. Like we do in the chasen, the chazan tish. You have to the mechutin and say, you're obligating yourself to go through with this wedding. You're obligating to say to the chasen. You're obligating yourself to 200 zuz, to 7 zuz, to dunya, the whole 9 yards. That's what we're doing here. I'm giving you the watch. You're obligating yourself to split up the chatzah. So it sounds like, right? Otherwise, what's the Mishnah talking about? What do you mean, shiratzu? So the Gemara says, that's a big joke. Chikana miyadim mehave. Kinyin devar bi'almahu. Chalipa doesn't work on such a thing. Kinyin chalipa, kinyin suda, kinyin suda chalipa, using it interchangeably. That doesn't work. It's a game. It doesn't work to make you have to split up a chatzar. That's cheap. That's talk. That's kidding the varim. Kidding on words alone is lamal v'mayr in halacha. And then the Gemara has to do mamish somersaults to figure out. So what happened here? So what's challenging your rotsa lasas machitza? It's not words alone, and it's not the kidding suda. What is it? So the two parts of the next two sugyas. The first part of the sugya is to understand the Gemara's kasha kidding devarim. What was wrong with kidding devarim? Why does this not register as an obligation? And then hopefully it will take us 2 days to start to finish that. And the next sugya is going to be, so what's the solution? So what does the Mishnah mean? So the game plan now is to try, hopefully, to finish up the next two sugyas. And probably at that point we'll begin Chazar, okay? Because we have to start a Vachin at some point in the next 2 weeks or so. So that will take us through the end of Gimel and Aleph. And then Amit Hashem, so we'll have time to chaza, the Beis and the Gimel. Then hopefully Hashem, after Bechina, we'll start from the Hay. Okay, that's the next goal, the next major sugya. So try to get ahead of me a little bit in the morning. Promise tomorrow, no, it's a short day for Seder, but this is not a very difficult sugya. But try to get moving, okay? All right? Those are my Dav Minchanel, and my Dav Minchanel here.